You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Miracle dance. Scrub and tub. Baby trampoline.
Hello.
Hello.
Look what I'll start with.
Whoa, in hand water bottle, Poog.
The Poog
water bottle, turn it around, let me see.
Which is fabulous. Real quality
says,
here.
Don't doubt my water.
Don't doubt my water.
Hearing and that's, that? Oh,
that is,
yeah.
By the way, I love this so much. Went on a walk with it today. It has a loop,
really?
So you can swing with it. You know, you can walk, mm-hmm, kind of, mm-hmm, swing it in the hand. When, mm-hmm, a water bottle has no loop, tell, mm, when you're going on
interesting
walks.
Interesting. What do you just do? Like,
and
palm it like a basketball?
Exactly. And this is so, I just love this. I'm going to throw away other water bottles I have. That's how devoted I am.
I've been on a kind of water bottle thing. And so it's actually making me want to have 9 water bottles, Poog, expand the collection, add Boots. Are you familiar with Boots? They go on the bottom of a water bottle, like a silicone sleeve.
Oh, sure.
I want like our water bottles, our Poog water bottles, to have like 10 different accoutrements. I have a lot of ideas, but anyway, but
I'm thrilled the quality here. Yeah.
Like it's quality and it's core, and you start with it now. Everyone needs one in hand because the designs will be.
I also, today for the first time, got some goddamn merch. I got the Poog blue sweatshirt. It's unbelievable.
Okay, good, because I'm waiting.
And I've got something that's, I think I said, underselling in a way I don't understand. Guys, the Proud Eavesdropper shirt. Which is so.
Is it actually underselling, or is it just like.
I'm not sure.
You know, like something has to sell. Like, if. You know what I mean? Like, unless they're all going to sell the same exact number, something has to be less.
Right. I hear you.
You know, the old Jewish joke of like the Jewish mother and, you know, getting the son the red shirt and the blue shirt for a gift. You know, next day he comes down wearing a red shirt. Hey, you hate the blue shirt?
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I know.
Whoa, in my dream last night, sorry if this is too graphic, I took a tampon out that I had forgotten about and had been mm-hmm. in there for like weeks and weeks in my dream. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God.
And
whatever.
Was it normal? Or was it, did it turn into a parrot or something?
It was just kind of like horrifying. But
yeah,
I'm speaking of periods, I'm probably going to drop tomorrow. Today, tits sore and overwhelming rage, which really was helpful because I woke up raging.
Mm, oh, the knowledge.
It was like, I have to take the walk. Went on the walk with Poog, with the Poog water bottle.
Yeah.
And listened to Ram Dass. That didn't help. And was spiraling. And then, but Jacqueline.
Wait. When did you get into Ram Dass?
1902.
No, I don't mean when. I mean how.
I don't know what the initial.
Wait. Oh, you mean listening to like what? Like a book?
Like a Ram Dass lecture.
Nice.
But then guess what lifted me from my pain?
The knowledge of Poog?
The knowledge of Jar. Poog and also right. The knowledge that we are
sorry, I got distracted.
Tonight.
No, wasn't the whole point though that realizing you were premenstrual is what solved it for you or no?
Well, that helped too because I was like, wow, I'm really raging right now. And then yeah. I realized, oh, okay. But then it is liberating when that happens. It's like, oh, huh. All according to plan. Me wanting to break a glass.
Yeah.
Did you comment on my before afters of my office? Did you see them?
I think I did like a heart or something. Yeah. Although I found your before, as usual, like utterly, utterly unimpressive. You know, like I was like, you think that's a mess, honey? Okay. I mean, yes, your desk was covered in papers.
Yeah, yeah. And there was more chaos in the closet.
Yeah. No, I believe. I don't know why well, I have to.
Well, the organizers sorted out who are amazing. And then this morning I woke up, I go, get it all out. I'm in the shower. Getting rid of things. Suddenly I go, oh, here's an Epicurean scrub that I haven't touched in 2 years. Get it out of the shower. And then I want it all gone.
Wait, let's talk about this. This is actually huge. Are you ready?
Okay.
You know what is an issue? Scrubs. Scrubs and tubs. Okay. I mean, scrubs and tubs in the tub. Okay.
No, scrubs and tubs.
Are you really moving through those? Or?
They're like, trophies.
Yeah.
They're not.
Like what? Everyday dipping four fingers, pawing into the thing, mixing up the sort of grabbing the oil, slicking up the.
This is why pumps reign supreme.
Pumps.
And a squeeze bottle even has become a struggle.
Supreme.
Pump it out or get it out.
No, I have to run to get a new quality pump product. Or Chris will purchase the Kroger because of the pump. If I don't refill fast enough with something from our Poog closet, it's pump based. Okay.
Yeah.
It's pump at all costs.
Is this real that maybe when you start using lotion, then your body needs lotion, but your body doesn't need lotion if you don't give it
lotion?
Like
the Carmex principle of 1998, that Carmex dries your lips out.
Exactly. Well, by the way, I had a really rageful relationship with Aquaphor. I was starting to condemn Aquaphor and go, this isn't hydrating at all. But then I realized I was using an Aquaphor on my lips that had built-in SPF and the SPF Aquaphor formula for lips.
Well, is Aquaphor even supposed to be hydrating? Or
see, yes,
is it more of a... No, but or is it more
barrier?
Of... Cause those, yes, because, you know, an occlusive or whatever.
I don't know. They lie okay. then. Because on the There's thing, too, it's all about cracked yeah. lips, cracked skin.
Right, but I think that's
but
because...
I don't think it's real. I don't think it actually is hydrating me. Anyway, I was railing against Aquaphor. But I have something to say.
Yeah.
Which is that we were sent, you should have received yours, Magic Mind.
Oh, yeah. Have you begun?
Honey, have you had any?
Sure have. I like that now we just don't even talk about, like we just use products. Like, I don't know.
Well, no,
things we don't discuss it. We're just like on a new regimen. But yeah, I've been taking it.
Well, I have something to say, which is that I had to fill out a form today that was I've been dreading for 24 hours now. And you know when you get a form and it's like shows up, you download it and then you bring it up and then it's in a preview and you have to like hit the text box to fill it out. Have you had a hellish experience with that?
It's one of the modern
friction points. Turns of my life could have taken different turns that I prevented through an inability to fill out those forms.
I wonder if that's premenstrual energy. Because
being able to fill out the form?
unexpectedly, yes, there are benefits. The creative phase, okay,
I know,
before you drop, as you say, has a lot of power. And I've told you this before, but did you know that the premenstrual phase, the creative, aka the creative phase, an instinct, there's a strong driving instinct to clean up and throw things out.
Stop. I'm completely synced up then.
Real.
Fuck.
Okay. It's real. And one of these books I read, remember The Optimized Woman? I was like, there's a woman who just has the expression of a bitch on the cover.
Yeah.
but I read all those. They're great. And like Moon Cycle, whatever. And they're like, yeah, this driving desire to like tidy things up and get rid of things to prepare for the bleed.
Wow. I mean, that is absolutely what's happening.
Where you're going to have to go in and you're going to meditate and you're going to go deep in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Tidying up the affairs.
I love it.
But
today
I was...
Today. Sorry, but also yeah. Scattered beyond. But the point is, Magic Mind took it, drank it.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly I'm filling out the form. I'm feeling fine. And I feel like it did create a certain kind of focus and clarity. And also we've been gifted, and to be clear, I begged for Magic Mind. So thank you.
Yeah.
We were gifted, and I'm curious about trying it. I think I'm really going to, is Fatty 15. That like omega 3 plus whatever.
I've been on it for a month. We were gifted, thank God.
Anything? Anything?
I mean, my life is in a constant state of modification and
one
sense
a day?
Optimization where it's basically
night, day? Sorry.
Night. I do it at night.
Love. I'm going to do it.
I got some produce at Air One.
Ooh.
It was a container of riced cauliflower and broccoli. And
oh, Jesus.
It came up on the thing as $500, literally. And then it spent 10 minutes with them dealing with it. You know, like getting it
and
back.
How much was it supposed to be? 50?
Yeah. I mean, like Chris was like, how is it? You know, but.
That's amazing. I got the kelp noodles since last week. I got them.
Okay.
But
I haven't
prepared them yet.
So, you know, I was doing the kelp noodles and trying to sort of recreate the Erewhon a little bit, right?
Yeah. Scallion, tamari.
Yeah. Then I go, you know, I'll try the miracle noodles too. I haven't tried them in a while. I'm just, you know, I know they're a little like chewier. I'm like, that'll be kind of nice. I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital.
Because of stomach pain?
Okay. Because of cognac. Okay. So cognac, miracle noodles, right? And it's just hubris, right? I missed my workout the next morning. Okay. Because I was up till 4 a.m. and I opted for sleep in favor of an early workout.
Riding the can? Or what do you mean?
No. So.
Walk me through it. You wake up in the night.
Okay. So first of all, I eat the whole package, the large package. Okay. And I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Well, eat the whole Whatever. Package. You have to because it's just air.
You know, it's 15 calories is why it's a miracle. Now, you know, it's like, so is, I'm trying to think of something that takes up space that's not food, right? Like if you ground a piece of paper up,
mm-hmm.
whipped it into a frenzy and froze that, I don't know, and ate that. Also low cal, right? So anyway, it's indigestible, right? It's like an indigestible fiber. And that's why it's a supplement and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Okay, it's added to things. So like, and I've seen this in the past, and I'm like, it doesn't apply to me. I saw this article that was like, woman, here, I'll pull it up. You know it's going to be good when it starts like that.
Woman dies from miracle noodle?
Woman's stomach swelled to 5 times its normal size.
No.
And she was left vomiting constantly for 10 days after eating noodles, okay?
Oh,
so
no.
She ate a packet of cognac noodles, okay? Nothing else.
Oh,
so apparently the cognac noodles are banned in certain countries.
Stop. Stop.
Because, and this is where it's like the miracle, the hubris, okay? The belief that, so it's this big package of slippery noodles, and the particular joy I get out of them is to eat them in like a childlike way, like slipperily gobbling them up,
mm-hmm.
kind of like okay, swallowing mm-hmm. them. It's the whole point is the quantity, right? That's what they've offered.
Yeah.
So I experience this sort of upper pain where I become convinced it's lodged in the stomach. Okay. Now, so then when I start reading about and then I do a little more Googling, you know, people are like, ungodly pain, you know, like people like writing on Amazon, like this nearly killed me, whatever. Okay. Okay. Because it can form a tangle, a mass in the stomach of these noodles that like, so this can happen. Have you heard about persimmons?
No. Oh.
Well, here we go.
Wait. Jacqueline, you're triggering a memory of me eating something persimmon and having a horrible stomach ache and being like, well, it can't be persimmons.
No.
Wait, what? Tell me.
There's these things called like, it's called like a bezoar or something. Okay. And it's when something indigestible kind of stays in the actual stomach, right?
Oh, Christ.
And it's like whatever persimmons can cause it, like celery, whatever. And sometimes they have to be surgically removed.
No.
Or are you ready for this?
What could be worse than surgically removed?
I know. So then I'm reading and I end up on this like national, you know, NH, whatever. And it's about like the treatment, a successful non-surgical treatment. Diet Coke. Okay.
to eject it?
To dissolve it. So I become convinced. I'm sort of like having these like hiccups, like a cartoon character. Okay. And I'm like, it would happen to me and this woman. In my mind, okay, because other people, I don't know, they get the thing that maybe they have a portion of the noodles, they eat it at some normal pace. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is the kind of like the hubris, the mirror, like that I would just be like, eat the whole package, eat it fast, and then have this happen. So I become lightly convinced, and I know it's slightly hypochondria, but I'm like, okay. And I'm not hypochondriac, but I was having fucking symptoms, and it was up.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about bloat, I'm not talking about anything. And so I'm like, it's there. It's sitting there. Of course it's sitting there, you know? And I send Chris out for Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm reading about this thing. It's like I do this like fast research and then I like know all these things and it's like, there's no like way to explain.
I really know what you look like when you're in pain. I can like see your face exactly.
It's hysterical, really?
Yeah, but keep going.
So I'm like, I send him out for the Diet Coke and I'm like, all right. And because I read that, you know, I forget what the amount of Diet Coke, but it wasn't like insane. They were like, it could be given to children like through the nasal passage in a tube, like straight down to the stomach. But it was like, but drinking it, like we'll get it done. And they were like, you know, within 12 hours, like completely dissolved. Because you know that you can also declog and
descale
your toilet with diet. It's diet, they say.
Jesus.
There's something, cellulase or something. I don't know. So do you want anything else? And then my classic, like when anything with the stomach, if I have nut allergy reaction or anything, I want saltines.
Mm.
So I'm drinking Diet Coke, like mother's milk, mm-hmm. knowing that it's a medical treatment.
Was it yummy?
For what I'm convinced. It was pretty tasty, you know, knowing, and I haven't had Diet Coke in a really long time because I really just made the mental connection that is not good.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was pretty wild to crack open a couple cold cans.
Damn. Makes you feel like a real American.
Watching television, nibbling, watching movies, nibbling saltines in the night.
Yeah,
and,
that's fun.
And just feeling like saltines are healing me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was heavenly. So, and then I started to feel better. And I also started to feel like I knew that if this horrible thing was happening, I had at least begun treatment myself at home. Like if like I woke up the next morning, this was like a real problem.
Right.
Well, I started the Diet Coke treatment, you know? So it just calmed down and then I was fine. Amazing.
I can't.
It was wild.
I want to be clear. This is the miracle noodle that comes in the bag that you open the top?
Well, miracle noodle, any cognac. You just got to look for cognac, okay? K-O-N-J.
I literally have to go look at my miracle noodles.
She's left.
Oh my God.
They're miracle or cognac.
Because my partner and I have been mainlining these.
Yeah.
Cognac. Water, but organic cognac flour. Citric acid.
Okay, so mainlining these. Now, here's my question. You probably split that packet, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I think two for two people. Depending on hunger levels. Because we do an unbelievable tamari seared tofu with it. So we do like a tofu stir fry with it.
Well, I just feel like there's factors. Like, let's just say it's like you're dehydrated or something, like, right? Like I eat that on an empty stomach with nothing. I don't know, like lying on like half on my back. Like I'm like a straight line and then my neck is curved and I just like eat it and it just sits there. I don't know. So back to kelp for me. Although.
To say it.
I'm scared because they were like, iodine. You can't have it every day. I just want something I can have every day.
I know you always do. Wait, I have a question. I actually don't have a question. I just want to talk about dinner. Are you so excited?
That's fine. And I want to talk more about our Pug water bottle because I'm actually pretty excited about it too. Okay.
Okay. First of all, jars tonight. We're going to dinner tonight. You and I haven't had dinner together since the Pug tour. Shocking.
Oh my God.
Lee Chutini.
Yeah. You know what I would appreciate coming from you? Eat a little something before you arrive so that we can launch into a cocktail together.
Ooh, that's a really good idea. Because I'm always scared to drink on an empty stomach due to my migraines and such.
Yeah, so you're always having to wait. If you had a little something, I mean, does that sound insane to you?
Well, here's why I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm so excited to be hungry for jar.
I know, but...
What would I have? A couple crackers?
I don't know. Is that enough?
See, that's the thing. I don't want to pre-eat. Oh, by the way, here's another class act jar thing. Here's another class act jar thing.
Yes.
They don't give you the food menu right away. They give you the drink menu. I'm sorry. This is not an exaggeration. You kind of have to ask for the food menu. It's amazing.
Wait.
They don't force it on you.
Wow.
Am I making this up? I really don't think so.
No, I'm thinking about it.
I really think you get there, you sit down, they're like, oh, would you like a drink? And they bring you a cocktail menu. And then they bring you the food menu. Are you going to go steak?
Maybe. I'm trying to think what I had there. Sorry, my...
And she's cracking a Celsius.
You know what else I'm drinking? A miso packet soup plus medicinal bone broth plus water.
Miso
stretch
packet
out
soup.
The medicinal Erewhon broth.
Another dream. Oh, it wasn't a dream. I purchased Erewhon broth and spilled it on my shirt. And it was turmeric. And it was staining turmeric. Yeah.
Well.
And I can't focus.
I sent you another picture of a dropped item. An entire jar.
That's
large
tough.
Jar of Mighty Greens soup.
It just slipped out of your hand?
No, it was precariously placed on the wire shelving of my fridge. Things are getting a little tight in there. Mm. And I open it up and down it goes. Can you believe? I didn't scream. I didn't have the reaction that I had 2 days before when merely a coat slipped off a, you know? I mean, it's that rage. It's that specific thing. It was interesting.
When things fall.
I just cleaned it up. Oh, so I'm reading Atomic Habits. Okay. I've brought it up before, but something has taken this time. And I've been reading it in bed while here we go with the sponsor again, my Hatch machine, pressing the button and the sound coming out every night. Okay. So anyway, I'm reading Atomic Habits. I like to read about self-improvement while falling asleep, okay? Because it's a promise of a future. I don't know. And I feel like it's sinking in. So I read Atomic Habits. It's tiny little things, big results, whatever. One example given, that's just someone's tiny habit that has a huge effect. I have been doing it, okay, on even just the smallest level for the last 2 days. My life is literally changed.
What?
Okay, so it describes this one guy who, quote, resets the room. When he leaves it. Okay.
What?
Now this is the very opposite of dropping something and not picking it up. Okay. Now, you know how we drop something and go,
I'll get it later.
Okay. Like almost like I didn't plan for that to fall. So I'm not picking it up right now.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no time. There's no time. Right. It's like this belief in like, I don't know, like extreme productivity to the point of absurdity. So like, I leave everything in a state of sort of process because the belief is that I don't want to put everything away in order to have to take it all out again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're constantly returning to mid-project, mid-process stuff. So it's like about to leave the room. You just look and you go like, what did I just do here? So like collecting a mug, bring it down.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. It's so small. And I know it's how a lot of people already live their lives.
I can hear. I can feel it.
Okay, it's just
coffee
just,
mug.
Just,
huge.
Just work with reset the room. Okay, I glance down.
Every
and go,
time you leave a room, you reset it.
Yeah. Okay. And of course, it adds up because you know it's not like you're fully cleaning the room Once it's clean, it's actually little not clean. That hard to keep it clean. Oof. If you just do a little reset of the room.
Reset the room.
And it's usually like you've only fucked up the room like a little. Like it would just be like you glance back and you're like, oh, right. Like I opened that book. It's a half done. Like I started drinking that water. Oh, look, my underwear is on the floor. Like, because I just took it off. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's already huge. Okay. It's literally already huge.
I mean, I believe it. I believe it. I feel, again, one day of organized life. Unbelievable.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Oh, I was watching like some real, I was fed by Instagram, some just classic, you know, somatic exercise, just like home remedy, like just whatever, shaking. And it was like moving.
Oh, I bought a rebounder. I bought the little trampoline. You know this. I bought a baby trampoline and then gave it to my friend.
Okay, I bought two by accident.
really?
And it's been my backpack holder for some time. It's where I lay the old backpack when I come in the house.
The different prongs?
Wait, what prongs?
I was picturing like the trampoline, if you turned it on its side, the little legs would pop out. You could hang something on there.
Yeah, those are, yeah, exactly. No, that's part of it. That's sometimes, but often not. Often it's just laying
there. I'm going to bring up the jar menu while we chat.
Okay, great. So we could even chat about it. So I haven't been there in a while, but when I was there, I'm pretty sure I got oysters.
Whoa. I mean, everything is perfect there is the truth.
Do you ever eat oysters?
Mm. Essentially never. I have to have had like 1.5 martini to be able to down an oyster.
Are you serious?
I cross my eyes and do it for the fun of it. But really, I just use them as vessels for vinegar. I don't enjoy it.
That's okay. But I mean, I don't mind it as a vessel for vinegar.
My friend, you know, had an oyster at a really fancy restaurant and projectile puked on her wedding day and was vomiting in the Four Seasons lobby, projectile across the business center.
Seems like it's good. That's healthy. You know, like the whole like forest fires are natural and like
turns
nitrogen over in the soil or whatever. It's like, totally. I'm like, is a bad oyster adaptive?
Oh.
Certain number of bad oysters in a bunch in order to clear things out every once in a while. Fresh restart.
Mm.
But I like the sea taste. I like the sea taste.
Whoa, the schnitzel.
Schnitzel's just pounded chicken,
right? I always get the filet.
Yeah. Oh, right.
This menu, I think, isn't because they obviously have major seasonal items. Cream spinach.
Oh, well, there's the tomato salad, right? What do you think it's going to be like?
The tomatoes
tonight?
Won't be there. What?
What are we wearing?
Ooh.
It reminds okay. me, I'd have to beg for shoes. Okay, so Marion Park.
Marion Park sent some shoes. Love
you. You were able to choose. So first of all, the Marion Park, it's very, very chic, high quality shoes. Let's just say it.
Very well made.
Now, there's a point of difference.
They're deluxe.
The soles are special because they protect
they're
the
like
foot.
Orthopedic.
They're easier for long wear. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They're long wear made.
So anyway, and she's been incredibly generous.
Very generous.
My Chelsea boots are from her.
I felt like I was in a Marion Park ad because I was wearing Marion Park shoes hosting the gala for reproductive rights.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, who says you can't fight for reproductive rights and look chic? Like it was ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
But it worked. The shoes work. They're fabulous.
So I'm paralyzed by choice.
Well, don't worry because a lot of them are sold out. You might not have the choice you thought, doll.
I don't know. I sorted by size and
oh, you did.
All this stuff was coming up. And it's the main thing that I'm struggling with is...
Send them to me and I'll tell you which to get.
Who do I want to be versus who I am?
Exactly.
Okay? Because I don't yet think I have shoes even for who I am. Like, I want to get shoes for who I want to be. Absolutely, right? But then I've nothing to wear to dinner because you know what I'm saying? Because I got the like metallic, like, you know, collection.
We want to be shoes.
Booties. Like, and then I'm not going to wear.
The shoes I want to wear are at the cobbler.
Oh my God.
The Manolos I want to wear to dinner are at the cobbler.
Really?
Yeah. I'm getting three shows.
Did you pay full price for your Manolos?
No, I never have.
How?
eBay. Real.
Oh, really?
Real.
Yes. Now, so this is a question. This is kind of interesting. Sometimes I have a moment where I can get pumped about, like, I'm like, ooh, look at these. Like, some designer shoe being available in, like, a vintage store. And I'm like, holy shit, they're Prada or something, right?
Yeah.
And then I can have a moment where I'm just like, you know, some bitch dropped off her box of shoes. And here I am going to shell out.
Drooling.
Like, still real money.
Yeah.
Like
so expensive.
For her sort of beat up, like her beat up souls. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know. Totally.
I can't sometimes sick. Decide if that is joyful or not.
I've gotten on the Manolo front, I've gotten like essentially brand new. I've gotten very lucky with some Manolos and they're hardly worn and not even close to half the price of what they would be.
Where you can see that
it's even half price of a brand new Manolo is $600. They're like $1,000 shoes.
Right. Wait, what? No, you're saying, wait. You're saying they're half price or you're saying they're better than half price?
Not even close to half price. I'm paying less than half price for a good shoe.
Larry.
I know. Wow, the back half of this episode is, it's a back heavy episode. Big tits on the back.
Yeah.
Okay, so. I was actually thinking about this. I'm an Academy Award attendee instead of nominee.
Uh-huh.
Academy Award. I might have put that in the bio.
Oh,
Academy Award
that's
attendee.
Good.
Kate Berlant.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, in your mind, was it the Academy Awards or was it the Oscars? What were you at in your mind?
It was the Oscars.
Yeah. It's the Oscars. Go on. So.
Okay. So I was allowed to attend the Oscars due to my childhood best friend, Sammy Birch, being nominated for writing May, December. I repeat, she wrote May, December.
Coolest shit ever.
She wrote it and she wouldn't have trouble with me saying this because it's deeply inspiring. She wrote it in her actual closet during COVID. She didn't have an office. She wallpapered. It's beautiful and poetic. Mm. She got nice wallpaper for her closet. Like one of those little desks that you pull down from the wall. Like not even like a dinner,
I know the one.
Like a TV dinner tray.
Yes.
She wrote this as a sample.
Mm. And she was nominated for an Oscar.
Okay. And she's Academy. Brilliant. And she's written many brilliant screenplays. And she's been writing since she was fucking 15
Sammy
years
Birch,
old. But the point
folks,
is, Sammy Birch. But the point is, got to go. And by the way, screaming because I thought, okay, I'm going to go. I took John, of course. Because we've been watching the Oscars for 10 years together. Yeah. And I thought we're going to be way up.
Oh my God,
nosebleed.
You know what I forgot? No, sorry, just because you know it, and I haven't done it this year. Wait, sorry.
What?
Okay. No, I got excited because what I've been doing for 10 years is commenting yearly on the In Memoriam. Okay. And it's like,
Jacqueline, guess what? I don't do it anymore. Tell you. Jacqueline,
if you say what?
They tell you not to applaud in the room. I've been meaning to tell you this.
Right. So, because remember one year I wrote, they finally did it. I used to tweet these things like,
because Jacqueline always had a funny thing.
Basically, I think it's disgusting. I think it's astonishing and disgusting. People literally like during In Memoriam see the person they know or like or care about. And, woo! Okay. I guess they don't do that. So I guess they, No, maybe just, a little cheers, but whatever. Applause.
No, you know what it is? It's just escalation of applause. Quiet, louder applause.
Okay, then drop their hands to their lap when it's someone they don't know.
Yeah.
So I found like the unevenness absolutely vile and felt like they need to cut the mics to the room. They need to blast.
Totally.
Whatever the sound.
No. So
when do they tell you?
So they go before the In Memoriam. The memoriam?
It's impossible to say. In Memoriarium.
Okay, whatever.
The memory portion.
They say in the room, please withhold your applause till the end.
Yeah.
Of the segment.
Just like graduation.
Why the fuck, by the way, they have live orchestra playing, gorgeous. Why the fuck do they have modern lyrical dance, the most devastating form of expression? Why do they have that? Sorry, it's so rude. Again, I'm PMSing, okay? You're a lyrical dancer and you listen to the Poog.
Well,
obviously.
Also, I mean, lyrical dancing is like phenomenal. Like literally, like it's actually like one of the only expressions left. Okay. Like I literally like
for
love
sure.
It. Can't get enough. If you ever watch They Think You Dance, like you are praying for lyrical numbers.
Okay. Great.
Anyway, so, but go on.
But I still was like the lyrical dancing is weird. Like just have the music. But
wait, there were lyrical dancers during the.
Yes.
Because I was running around. Trying
Jacqueline,
to get ready.
Did you see me and John during the broadcast? Because
no,
we were
because,
on the broadcast.
Because
the point is, I thought we'd have nosebleed. We had unbelievable seats, Jacqueline. I thought we'd be way in the back, up high. We had shocking seats. I could not believe it. We were seated in front of nominees. Do you hear what I'm saying?
It was
crazy. We had a beautiful view. I mean, it was startling. And
oh my god,
so fun to be down there because it's my. You know,
I can't believe you were seated in front of nominees.
It's the only sporting event. I know.
That's a
I
shock.
Mean, not like. Not actors, of course, but the others.
Right.
But it really was fun.
Okay.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Jacqueline texts me because there's some different parties going on, whatever. Jacqueline's like, is it really black tie or something? And I was like, I mean, yeah, like the parties are formal. And you were like,
I don't believe I texted, is it really black tie? Because here's what just happened. Say? I just saw on the invite or whatever on the thing, like, or I looked in black the email. Tie. I was like, oh, let me look at this. And it was like, black tie. And I was like,
oh, shit.
How? Yeah. How did I miss this?
Yeah. So you were like, is it black tie?
2 hours from a party and it's black tie.
I get to this party. There's Jacqueline looking absolutely beautiful, radiant, next to Chris, who's in a tux. And I go over and go, look at you two. You guys looked great. You inform me that you secured the outfits 2 hours prior.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
It was a triumph for me of something I believe in deeply, which is like, no, we can do this. There's a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's a part of me that's like, and particularly with speed. Because
like, with boys, it's like, I mean, needing the black tie, the tux. It's why it's easier and also harder.
Right.
So
first I get in my head. I always think that like anything is
going to uncouth to turn a woman away.
Oh, right. The fear, right.
Like a woman. So imagine this. A woman's all dressed up. She walks up to the party. You go, it's not black tie, doll. Try next year.
Yeah.
Coming here in a house dress. Whore, slob. They're not going to do that. But a guy
house dress. Remember? As good as it gets.
Yeah, exactly. From as good as it gets. Thank you. But a guy walks up without a tie. Get the fuck out of here. He deserves it in my book. So yeah, keep going.
Well, it led to this whole conversation because we were remembering way back when like Tom Cruise was like the first to wear like a tie instead of a bow tie or something at the Black Tie Oscars. It was like a whole like moment. Anyway, ages ago. So I'm like, we're going to hit the vintage stores on La Brea. Okay. We're going to like, we're going to run in, we're going to find, and I'm just picturing there's going to be some like vintage tux that will be like a little off, but technically a tux. They can't turn them away.
yeah, totally.
I'm going to get that in my head, you know? And I'm like, and I'll find like a gown, you know, and then it's the quick Googling of like what constitutes black tie, the whole thing. I'm like, we can do this. And so I go, there's the Grove. Let's not fuck around. Okay. I go, we're calling Banana Republic.
I love this. I love this story. Okay. Triumphant.
Dial up Banana Republic. I go, hi. I go, do you have off the rack tuxes?
By the way, I shouldn't stop you. I'm in heaven right now. Keep going.
Because it's
this
like.
This kind of story is what I love.
This it sort of like feels like there's no
it's
way.
An intersection
right?
of commerce, a dream.
Chris is sitting there. I do it on speaker. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I go, Chris, go look at your make. Make sure you know your sizes. Get your sizes ready. Okay.
Okay.
I'm efficient as hell. I go, you know, whatever.
They say,
okay.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. They go, yes. I go, do you have the thing? Do you have in this size and this size? Hold, please. Okay.
Oh goes my God, over. I love that.
Yes, we do. I'll set it aside for you. I go, and can you set aside a shirt and a tie and whatever the hell else you need for this? Okay. And it's like, Chris, go. You know, and he doesn't have a tux. And it's like,
no, he's got a tux.
I'm sorry. I stand by Banana Republic. Okay.
By the way, he was he looked great. It was like a beautiful, like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like,
and then we tucked.
And like, you didn't even have time to tailor it and you wouldn't have known.
No. So, and he's still going to get like things tailored. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's the dream. I mean, I, this is another thing about who I want to be, like a woman who has like my clothes tailored. So I send him off. I go, go get your tux. Okay. I run off to La Brea.
It's all tailoring.
Exactly.
Okay.
To look good. To look truly good.
It's tailoring.
Right.
It's all.
Because that's what no one has, right? Like, I mean, like, that's the difference.
I know.
I don't know. Like, I like these rules. Like, it's very sad. It's all tailoring. Like, that satisfies me. That sort of, like, sureness. So, I want it to be true. I want to have a principle to live by.
It is true.
So, I run off. I end up at this place, The Way We Wore,
which is an iconic vintage Los Angeles clothing store.
Okay, in I go. Now, I'm usually a classic don't want help girl. Leave me alone to my interior. Girl,
how fun. Help me, help me, help me. I have to be at the Oscars in 2 hours.
But I decided. I go, and to be clear, I'm not going to the Oscars. I'm just going to an after party. But go and start looking around. First of all, I call on the way. I go, do you rent? Okay, do you rent clothes for a night? You know, I know the answer is no, but I'm like, whatever. And then I go like, well, see you anyway. You know, it's almost like, So go in, start gathering a few things. And finally, I'm like, hi. You know, like I just went for it and was like, so.
Yeah, totally. She's fun.
You know, I'm like, this is Los Angeles. We're in a vintage store. Isn't this what they live for? Okay, I'm going to an Oscars after
party. It's the way we party. Wore. They, it's the vintage store. Okay,
and
the
I
stars.
Go, and so I go, I'm going to this party, right? And meanwhile, like the Oscars are unfolding right now as we speak. I'm going to this party. I go, and I, it's black tie, I didn't realize. And I'm pretty sure I pulled off the rack a dress. I got like 8 dresses in there. Okay. And one of the ones that I had pulled off the rack mm-hmm. downstairs where stuff was like half off or something, because the upstairs is where it gets really fancy, downstairs less so. Go in, first thing I put on, zip it right up. And I go, and you know when you're like in the dressing room and you're like, is this incredible?
Oh, wow.
Like, love you're that. Like, not sure. You're like, yep. like, I mean, certainly for trying to find a quick black tie gown. So then I step out, I go downstairs with this expression like, I'm sorry, is everyone this unreal? You know?
Anyway, yeah, hello, first try.
Yeah, and then it's like, you're not going to do better than that. You know, like, it's done.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's done, and it was $200.
And it was affordable.
Yeah.
$100.
No, I mean, that's 200, crazy, but still.
$200 is $50 in that store.
Yes.
That's an
yes.
expensive store.
And
we're looking at $1,000 dresses in that store.
And then I throw it on, grab my Einstein's Paul Monroe.
Post the pic.
Bag. I don't really have great pics, although they were doing a step and repeat. I stepped up, I got confused, did prom, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, prom is not how you do it. Like, I did like prom pose kind of.
Which is what?
It's like Chris Slutley behind me, us both facing the same way. It's not Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, and I'm like, where are those photos? That makes They're not sense. On the cover of a... Of the LA Times, I'll tell you that much.
Have you checked Getty Images?
No.
Oh, sweetheart.
I'm scared.
I'm going to check for you right now.
Well, I'll tell you why. They didn't ask for my name.
They don't need to, sweetheart.
I think they do.
They don't need to. There you are. Oh, wait, no, that's not you. I do see you and Chris at the opening of Kate.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Nothing?
I'm not seeing from that night.
Yeah, I know.
But keep going.
No, it's interesting coming to these events and sort of tapping the photographer. This is like being like, love you to get me.
By the way, we tapped a roaming photog in that party to get us.
Yeah, and where are we?
And where are those photos? Lost to history.
I know. I'm thinking of reaching out.
No respect.
I mean, I'll admit it. I love the kind of clawing crassness of it all. Kind of love like running for a dress because like, what am I going to do? Like I got to make an impression. It's Hollywood.
That's fun. That's fun. That's fun. I need a dress tonight. Well, that's your style for sure.
It's what?
You famously get things the day of.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't you done for like late night shows and stuff?
Always. Everything.
You're like, I'm on the Tonight Show tonight.
Well, yeah. That can go either way.
What's going on over there? Hearing a lot of face sounds.
Just massaging the face.
I got to get into Beauty Shaman. I got to pay for Beauty Shaman's like... 3-week fucking
does she have a thing?
Whatever the fuck. Yeah, I think she has like a
that thing would require us doing it to make that a habit.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to, I don't know, that would have to be a habit stacking. It has to be stacked with something like that you do every day that doesn't use the hands. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what you probably do is you add it to your face washing
TV
experience.
Face washing.
Oh, yeah, TV. TV. Well, TV, but that's when I Lima. Guess I'll have to add it.
I was watching Bachelor. I'm back on Bachelor, as we know. Watching Bachelor last night as my partner lifted weights. We watched together.
Oh my gosh. Now were you just in repose?
Yeah, it was heaven.
Lying in repose?
Yeah.
You weren't doing thigh master?
No, but here's what's interesting. Woke up with sore thighs as though I had worked out yesterday. I hadn't, but in my dream, I was doing these crazy workouts with my legs. Woke up and the muscles were sore. Thoughts? Crazy dreams happening, sailing through the air, holding a bomb in my hand, throwing it.
Oh, really?
Weird technology up close, diving into the water.
I had some wild ones last night. Can't remember a single thing. But in the morning, I knew it was on a level that would immediately disappear. It held paradigms that could not
withstand the day,
follow through to conscious life.
Yeah.
So I knew it was going to be gone unless I wrote it, and I was in no mood.
Quick announcement. I was a guest on This Jungian Life.
What?
Can you believe it?
Oh my God. Amazing.
Huge. And guess what they're going to do? Guess what I'm convincing them to do? I'm convincing them to do. That's what I beg them to do. And they're going to do it. an episode on like performer, like the performer as an archetype. And it's like a Jungian, like nice. A Jungian analysis of
my God, that's great.
Brilliant. Well, Aichi, I think we have to wrap up, doll, but really quickly, I'm tired too, but
I love you.
So excited for dinner. No, don't go yet. Okay. Here's my question. Because I know you're a keto queen. I know you're a keto queen.
But no, I'm a blood sugar, slow carb queen.
Off the table.
Not keto, technically.
Okay. But just, I'm saying for a crazy night out, it's like,
I just want people to know.
Are onion rings off the table?
Nothing's off the table ever.
It's okay if they are.
No, I know. Okay. But
because, by the way, Jacqueline, I'm already anticipating they're going to send a dessert. They're going to send a nut free dessert, like an ice cream sundae.
Oh, fuck.
They're not sending anything, Kate. I don't know when you'll learn.
Oh, they're sending something.
I don't think they're sending anything. Do they know we're coming?
Yeah, they know we're coming and I'm going to text.
And maybe they know something
Suzanne,
we don't.
The
maybe
chef
they know
today.
That put me on there. I really need to start building the bond.
I'm going to send a group text
with me.
And I think I can feel it in my bones. I think I'm going with the filet. I think I'm going to get the filet as usual.
Yeah, I just
God,
I always say the flavor is more in the some of the other cuts.
And you know what? You've really changed my life as a friend because you know what you've put into my life? Not splitting appetizers.
Oh my God, my pride.
I'm going to get my own salad.
Oh my God, my pride, my pride, my pride, my pride. This, that yeah. is like a contribution that I,
yeah.
It's like, oh, it's supposed to, I was like, well,
you've changed
I'll be getting
my
own
to appetizers.
That's yeah. incredible. Yeah, they're not all finger food for the group.
I would vote.
Some
I
are.
Would vote for tonight. Two private appetizers, one shared appetizer.
Yeah, I like that.
Two steaks or whatever.
I wonder what if are we going to get a vegetable side with whatever we get? Like,
absolutely.
Are we going to get a?
We're going to get probably. I love the side.
Pea tendrils,
creamed spinach.
Oh
I
yeah.
would use pea tendrils. I would do creamed spinach.
We're not in ramp season yet, are we?
I like.
Oh, wait, what about
no,
the tomato salad with the onion? No, I know. I know.
Honey,
I'm saying it because
no
you're
tomatoes.
A classic. No, I know because you always go when we're there. You go, really? Tomatoes on the menu now?
I know. This time of year, kimchi Brussels sprouts sounds like what could that do? That will send you to heaven. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm going to pick you up,
have,
right?
Yams, purple yams.
I'll pick you up at around 5:50.
And let me think about this. What am I going to wear?
And what are we wearing?
I wish
I'm
I had
not
some...
going hard. I didn't even tell you about my injury. I'm going to say this really quickly. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you won't. I mean, it's me being in pain. So why would you love it? But
I don't know.
This was ADD. This was classic ADD yeah. racing, rushing,
yeah.
right? I'm rushing. You'll relate to this too. In my office, I have this carpet. It like doesn't work. The carpet doesn't work in this way where the door opens and it hits.
Oh,
the, it's chaos,
over,
right? It's been like
yeah.
bothering me for months. I don't do anything.
Yeah, unacceptable. Yeah.
I'm rushing around. I do something. I grab the door. The door handle knocks me in the abdomen really hard. Like, cause I run into it basically at full force.
Yeah.
I don't crumble, but I keel over a little and I go, and this is, I go, I can't live like this. And what's really, here's what's really embarrassing about it. There's a repairman within the other. He heard me crumble.
It's wonderful.
Luckily, my partner was here too. And that's why I felt comfortable then being like, I hurt myself. So then immediately a bruise starts to form and a welt under the skin in my abdomen. Okay. Which is alarming because I've never felt that in my life.
Mm, yeah.
A welt. I immediately text my doctor, God bless her, a full photo of the bruise. She goes, you're going to live.
I made an appointment with a doctor based on a couple of reviews. It was the only way.
You have to.
ZocDoc. I went on ZocDoc.
Look at this under my abdomen. Can you believe that?
It does look strange.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
And then here's it the next day. So the bump went down.
Yeah, it went down. You know what? You know what you should do on that, or if it's gone already.
What?
No fun for you, but no, Nima, it's the perfect size. They say that it's good for soft tissue injuries, and it's such like a small little dot.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. Well, I can't wait to see you tonight. We'll take pictures of the jar to post for the hags.
Yeah. There's new merch. I don't know if that's been made clear. It has been made clear. But there's a Juilliard hoodie.
I gotta tell you folks,
there
I'm sitting here with the water bottle. It's unreal.
I want posts.
Oh.
I want to see it in the wild, you know?
I think I actually requested that. I have to look to see. And what if, God forbid, due to my two phone system, I missed people's posts. It's very possible.
I'm thrilled to see that the water bottle is large and of high quality. I mean, as it's I insisted, large, you'll recall.
It's containing water.
I was like, our listeners are not going to be satisfied with some nod to a water bottle. But I do want to evolve it. I want to get it a boot. I want to get it a bag, sling over the shoulder, maybe like different options, a charm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love you. I'll see you tonight. What an absolute thrill.
All right. I love you too.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
That was Poog.
If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.